Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And the Bible told us in Proverbs 4:23, to guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it, out of your heart, flows the issues of your life. And then we saw in Proverbs 23:7, says that as the man thinks in his heart, the man or woman, as they think in their heart, so are they. In other words, you will live what's in your heart. And so we started to look at what the heart actually is, because some people have told me growing up that it's the spirit, the real you. You know, we're a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. And the real you is a spirit created in the image of God and His likeness. But if my spirit is one with the Holy Spirit, as it speaks about in Corinthians, that I can't be having sin and addictions and things coming out of my Holy Spirit, out of my spirit that's been made righteous. So the heart is not the spirit. And we started looking at that. The heart is not the conscious thinking, and the heart is not the physical pump. So we need to establish what the heart is, and then we can make major changes in our lives, and we can be so much more effective. So let's continue and see where the Lord has taken us today.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, this is a New Testament heart. The New Testament heart is cardias, Strong's number 2588. Here's what it means. Because we've never known what the heart is. I thought someone told me, I'd ask somebody, and what's the heart, the deepest recesses of my life? What is my heart? I was told by men and women of God, well-known people, it's your spirit, man. It's not your spirit, man. It is never your spirit, man. Because if my spirit and the Holy Spirit have joined up and become one, me and Jesus, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, when the two of you, when you get saved, you become one with Christ. Remember, us in them and them in us, Jesus' prayer, John 17. I become one with Christ. And if I'm doing all terrible things, that ain't coming from my spirit, man. There is no ways the spirit's going to lead me astray. How dare I blame where God resides? He cleared that temple so He could reside in there, perfection, and I blame my spirit for my actions out there. Amen. So we're going to get this. Listen to the word. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I was trying to determine, what is the heart? What is the heart? What is the heart? If it's my spirit, I've got a problem because I'm born again. And if I'm born again, my spirit's perfection and it's been made righteous. Is that correct? If my spirit's made righteous, how come I'm living, like he says, out of the abundance of the heart, you live your life and I'm living sick, I'm living sinful, I'm doing all that kind of stuff. It's coming from my spirit. Can't be. My spirit's perfection. So I want us to determine straight away that the heart is not your spirit. It's part of your soulish realm, which is a spiritual thing, but I'm going to show you the graph if I get there today. But now watch here. The word heart, Strong's number 2588, New Testament, says the heart. In other words, the thoughts or feelings, mind, soulish realm, character, soulish realm, will and intention, my mind, my will, and my emotions, all in the soulish realm. Old Testament, New Testament. Heart is not the spirit of God. Heart is not your spirit. Heart is not the real you. Let us create man in our image and likeness. That's not where all this trash is coming from. Because I tell you what, the Apostle Paul said, I'm doing things I don't want to do. How many of you can say, I do things I don't want to do? Come on. It might just be overeating. It might be some smoking, drinking, lying, cheating the IRS. I don't want to do it. And yet you're propelled to do it. Why?
Because it's in your heart, your soulish realm.
3 John 1:2, another New Testament scripture. Listen to this. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in health, even as your soul prospers. I want you to prosper. In every area of life, God wants you. He comes to give life more abundantly. He wants you to prosper and be in health. But until your soul is prosperous in that area, it's not going to happen. Your soul has got to prosper, and you've got to understand it's part of your brain setup, and it's a soulish part of your life that can change so that you can be healthy. You see, I had a wrong mindset. I grew up. We were sick all the time in my family. 6 kids and my parents, that made 8 of us, and we had mumps, chickenpox, flu, you name it. Whatever went out there, we got it. If rabies were available, I probably would have got that. I'm serious. If I was old, I would have got the bubonic plague. That's just how we were. We got it all. And do you know what that did? That gave me a vision and instilled sickness in my heart. I believed it was normal to get sick. And if you believe it's normal to get sick, you're not going to fight it with the Word of God. And then it goes even further. I heard that it's the will of God. My dad, he got a shock one day with he had an electric drill. He put it down, turned it around, picked it up, did it again, got another shock today. You know what he did when he put it down? He said, it's the will of God. Yeah, it's the will of God. When my brother had an accident, it's the will of God. Listen to me. When there were problems, it's the will of God. And he loved God. He loved God. He was a good Catholic man. But let me tell you something. I heard this stuff. And they say from the third trimester, or the last trimester in your mother's womb, up until the age of 7, you're getting programmed. And it doesn't stop until you're 35. By the time you're 35, you are programmed. You are programmed. And whatever that program is what you're living. Come on. Really? And so we're looking at this now. So he says, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The soul over there, now watch here. The soul is a seat of the affections and the will, the mind, the will, and the emotion. It's all, the heart is referring to your soulish realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. It's not referring to your flesh. It's not referring to your spirit, the real you. Can you say amen? It all refers to your soulish realm, which consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Everything that I'm doing that I don't want to do is located somewhere in my soulish realm. Now, in the soulish realm, let me just tell you, spirit. So for people, so we can show you it's not the spirit of God. The word spirit is Strong's 4151. It means pneuma, wind, breath, spirit. That's New Testament. Old Testament, Strong 7307, Rach, breath, wind, spirit. Nowhere does it talk mind. Nowhere does it talk emotions. Nothing like that. The spirit and the soul are separate. There's a picture. Come up right now. Laura, put that picture up, please. And you can see there. You can't really see it. But you can. Body, soul, spirit. You see that? And in the soulish realm, look around there. My mind, my will, and my emotions. That's you. Three-part being. I'm going to show you later on where they overlap. Now, scripture that shows you, I've got to make this clear in your sight, that the spirit is separate from the heart God's talking about here. Ezekiel 36, 26. Watch this. I will give you a new heart. And I will put a new spirit in you. He says, I will give you this and I'll give you that. They're two different things. It's not the same thing. And I will take the heart of stone out and give you a heart of flesh. He's talking about that. You know, think about the heart, your heart or the organ or the pump. It's not that. We know it's not that. That's on automatic pumping. That comes from your brain, which came from your subconscious, which trained it to beat. It trained you how to keep your temperature. It trained you how to release certain chemicals. It shows you your blood pressure. That's all the autonomic part of the subconscious. You don't have to think about your heartbeat. It just happens. You don't have to think about controlling your temperature. Your body's designed to control your temperature. You don't have to work to control your sugar level. I know some people battle with that, but your body is supposed to control and detect and work out your sugar levels and your blood pressure and everything else. It happens naturally. I don't go out today and say, I wonder, you know, I've never had a problem with blood pressure, but I wonder what it is today. I better check it. I don't do that. Something's taking care of all those parts of my life. And that's located in the subconscious. Now, you've got to understand this. You get the conscious thinking. You're all listening to me now consciously with your conscious thinking. But then you get the subconscious, which is underground, submarine. You don't know what's there. And in the subconscious, it never goes to sleep. Your subconscious does not sleep. Neither rest nor slumbers. Do you know that? When you go to sleep at night, you close your eyes, you go to sleep, and all of a sudden in the morning the alarm goes, you wake up. You're sleeping. Your subconscious is not. It wakes you. The subconscious doesn't know the difference between good and bad. Remember the computer? I program the computer. It produces what's in there. It believes that's what I want. What's programmed into my subconscious believes what I want. It's hardwired. So if I've got inside there, unworthy, I come off to people differently than the way I should when I feel that I'm loved and worthy. How many people have grown up with unworthy feelings? There are people doing drugs today because of that. Unworthiness, not worth anything. There are people that are sick through that kind of thinking. It's all located in your heart, which is the subconscious mind. And I've jumped ahead of myself. Now watch here. I want to show you something. Exodus 8:19. Watch this now. And this is when Israel got, they were coming out of Egypt. Out of the voice translation, the magician said to Pharaoh, "This must be the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart, that's his soul, was as hard as stone. And he refused to pay any attention to Moses and Aaron, just as the Eternal One had said. His heart was as hard as a stone. Listen, your heart is not a stone. If it was a stone, you'd be dead. It's not beating. But his heart was as hard as a stone. Now watch here. His heart was set in pride. He believed he was God. People had to worship this man. Many people said Pharaoh's heart was stubborn. Was stubborn. Listen, what's in your heart has been programmed, and there's a choice for you, and you can reprogram what's in your heart. The expanded translation says, so the magicians or the sorcerers told the king Pharaoh that the power or the finger of God had done this, but the king was stubborn. Heart of Pharaoh was hard, and he refused to listen to them just as the Lord had said. His heart was hard, not his spirit man, not his body, his soulish realm, something in there. Have you ever seen someone you're dealing with and you want to tell them, listen, you know, you shouldn't do it that way, and the guy says, okay, I won't, but in his heart, you know, he's not receiving it, he's stubborn. You tell him, sit down, he says, sure, I'll sit down, but I'm still standing up in my spirit, yeah?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, half